Thanks for joining me. Let's pray. Let's pray, pray, pray. Thanks for being here. I mean that. I know how busy life can be, and to stop for prayer, that's the biggest obstacle for me sometimes. You know, I think, oh, I'll do that a little bit later, or not right now. I got to get this done first. But once I stop, once I spend that time in prayer, boy, am I grateful I did. And you know something? God's the author of time. He somehow can stretch it, elongate it, allow you for some reason to get things done in a way that defies the laws of science. You know, it really is. I quick story, and then we'll pray. I don't want to spend too much time. It just came to my mind. I heard a story about Padre Pio one time. There was a woman who would walk, I think, a mile or two to go to Mass every morning, and she came into the sacristy. She would bring him, I don't know, whether it was a loaf of bread. She had to do something for him, or he needed something. I forget what the need was. He needed something for the Mass. You know, I think she was giving it to him. She forgot it. So she decided to walk back to get it. And he asked her to do that. And she had to go back that mile or two to the distance to get it. She came back realizing that the Mass is now going to be underway, probably maybe even halfway over. And as she opens the door to come into the sacristy to leave what she had for Pio, the bread, the whatever it was that she was bringing him, it was as if though had time had stopped. He was there putting his garments on. And she was able to attend Mass, and she has no explanation for what had happened. She went back. She fulfilled this charitable duty for Padre Pio. See, God's the author of all things. God is the author of time. He's the author of the laws of nature. He's above them. He can suspend them. He has created you. You are a masterpiece. He intends you to be with him, and he can cure you. I mean, we hear these stories all the time. Healing takes place all the time. It's not a problem. Financial miracles? No problem. We don't know how God's going to do it. You know, the laws of science and laws of math don't add up sometimes, right? It doesn't matter. I mean, God does. God knows the answers. And with faith and trust, miracles happen. And that's what I love. That's what I love so much about this prayer. That's what I love so much about my faith. So I love so much about God. And I've seen it. I've seen it multiple times. And I think God has allowed me to see it just so I can honestly and in a very direct way communicate to you this reality and this truth. And when you see it, write it down, record it, remember it, and then share it with others. A couple quick intentions here too. There's a 24-year-old. I just got an email from somebody here that said, can you pray for twin girls born at 24 weeks? They are in the NICU right now. So we'll certainly pray for them. I'm going to pray for my producer, Tom. His daughter, Regina, is really going through a difficult time today. So we're continuing to pray for her, her health, and the family. And we are now on day 7, believe it or not, of our Chaplet of Novenas. And maybe I'll talk to you about what the Lord asked of Faustina regarding doing a novena of chaplets. We decided to do this when we heard Pope Francis was going to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart. I just thought it was a brilliant idea because grace flows. You know, it does when we pray, and especially when we do these petitions of novenas, especially when you offer the Lord this chaplet. It's going to culminate in the next day. We're going to be participating in that great consecration at 11 Central Time, 12 Eastern. And Father Rocky and I will give you live coverage. And of course, I'll be on the air that day to give you some post-analysis as well. But the Holy Father is inviting you to join him. And let's pray right now. We'll do a little pregame, if you will, in our prayer, right, for that day. And we'll ask the Lord to bring peace, to bring healing, to bring restoration to those war-torn areas and to those wounded hearts of so many. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. This is a prayer written by Pope Francis and slightly amended. Lord God of peace, hear our prayer. You know, we've tried so many times over so many years to resolve our conflicts by our own powers and by the force of our arms. How many moments of hostility and darkness have we experienced? How much blood has been shed? How many lives have been shattered? How many hopes have been buried? Our efforts have been in vain. Now, Lord, come to our aid. Grant us peace. Teach us peace. Guide our steps in the way of peace. And open our eyes and our hearts and give us the courage to say, never again war, never again war. With war, everything is lost. Instill in our hearts the courage to take concrete steps to achieve peace. Turn our weapons of war into implements of peace and our trepidation into confident trusts. May peace triumph at last. And may the words division, hatred, war be banished from the hearts of every man and woman. Lord, diffuse the violence of our tongues and our hands and renew our hearts and minds so that the word which always brings us together will be brother. And our way of life will always be that of shalom, peace, salam. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That was a prayer of peace. There's a prayer by Our Lady of Fatima, too, which would have been good to pray to. Maybe I'll get that posted for you. But let's pray now for you, okay? I mean, there's a lot of answer prayers. By the way, thank you for sending them. As God is hearing these prayers, write to me, drew@relevantradio.com. drew@relevantradio.com. In the byline, the memo line, put answered prayer and tell me your story. I want to hear about it. I want to thank God with you, and I want to share it with others. Praying with me today is my right hand, Maggie. She is one of the great producers on the team here. She's on the board, and it's always good to pray with her. Maggie, anything you want to lift up or pray for before we start?
Continued prayers for peace. That's what I'm focused on. And really for conversion for leaders like Putin and Xi Jinping and President Biden, you know, just to bring these leaders to the Lord.
Amen to that. I re-echo that. So we begin, Lord, asking for peace and for the intentions of all who now unite with us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right. So good to pray with you today. We'll take our first call. Comes from Marcia. She's listening in Naperville. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my call and sharing the mercy and love of the Holy Trinity and all the church with us. We know where we'd be without it.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you. Yes. And I am calling as we're standing, you know, for the Ukraine and Russia. Mm-hmm. Of course, it also has to start first within our own families. And I'm crying out for my daughter, Melanie, who has been losing hope in her relationship with Jesus after being baptized, with her circumstances that are so complex right now. And she has recovered from a head-on car accident.
Oh, no.
And is rebuilt bionically. And she just needs special help in her walk with our Lord. And she thinks that the Lord doesn't love her for her past.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, she suffered head trauma, I'm assuming, as a result of that accident.
From the head on down, yeah. And they saved her leg and ribs and neck.
Wow.
You know, and it went on and on. You don't have the time to hear all the details, but she is a walking miracle.
Well, I love
truly.
It. You understand radio. I love that about you. You're great. Marcia, here's the thing. I had a nephew that suffered a terrible car accident as well and had horrible head trauma as well. And it sometimes changes personality. It changes. You know, people can become depressed. There's a lot of byproducts from that type of tragedy. Be patient with your daughter. Keep praying. God hears the prayers of a mother. I want you to know that your prayers go right to his heart. All right? Your prayers, your petition's gone right to my heart. And I know that it's going to the hearts of a lot of others. And God is mercy itself. It's love. He is love and he is mercy. He's got a plan for your daughter. There's no question about that. And she's going to be a great testimony, I believe, to God's mercy. So let's pray for her now. And she's going to come around. Grace is powerful, transforms all. And we're gonna unite with our spiritual family here. Okay, you, me, Maggie, and our family. You got it. All right, we'll pray now.
God bless all of you.
Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Next call comes from Joanne. She's praying in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. Joanne, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.
Thank you for taking my call. My prayer intention is for the Choose Life Minnesota license plate bill.
Yeah.
There are deadlines this week that need to be met. My senator and I were thrown a curveball this morning. I am aware of this particular curveball. Mm-hmm. Our state is very pro-life, but unfortunately, the power of in the legislation mm-hmm. is not.
Yeah, that's
true. If this is going to happen, it's through God's mercy, and I'm imploring everyone to pray that he grant us mercy and let this bill be heard. It's the first hurdle we have to pass.
So Joanne, just very quickly, for those who don't know, this is a bill that would allow citizens there to get a pro-life license plate, right?
Correct.
Right.
And that money would be used to fund, support moms in crisis pregnancies. Yeah. That choose to make an adoption plan.
What a noble cause. Let's pray for it. St. Faustina had a very special affinity for women in crisis, and not only prayed for them, ministered to them, and of course we know her connection to abortion, how she would suffer the pains of what it was like to go through that. And I just will call upon her now for this cause, that life in this country will be upheld, it will be defended, and all these efforts, large and small, will be victorious. Good always conquers evil. So, Lord, I just give you this intention. We give you those grand ones that we have. I give you those small intentions. You know, it doesn't matter. I know you want us to give you everything. So I just intercede for this particular intention. I pray for the Dobbs case, and as that looms closer every day, that abortion in this country will come to an end. And I pray for the conversion of life in these states. I pray for any mother who's had an abortion. I just want those mothers to know how much you love them, how deep your mercy and forgiveness is for them. And that goes for any man who's been involved as well. And if you've had an abortion, you haven't sought God's mercy yet, you haven't asked for forgiveness, he wants to give it to you. So, Lord, I entrust to you this great attack on life from the evil one, from the womb to the end of life. We just ask you, shower us in your mercy. Bring it to an end. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. The next call will be Maria. We'll get to her in a second. We're on the third deck, and I often stop, and I know these phone lines fill up very quickly. So if you don't get through with your phone call, you can always post your intentions at our Twitter page at Drew Mariani Show, at Drew Mariani Show. You can follow me personally at Drew Mariani if you'd like. That'd be great. You can email me too, but Maggie monitors Twitter and posts a lot there. So she brings those intentions to us every afternoon. And Maggie, what do we need to pray for today?
We've got a lot of tweets in the last 24 hours. Marsha wrote to us. She said, please continue to pray for Deanna, whose son recently attempted suicide. And she says, I'd like to lift up anyone suffering from depression or anxiety. Katrina asked for prayers for a new job for her son, Benjamin. Matt is asking for prayers for his wife and he to be blessed with a child, and for their pastor who recently celebrated their 40th anniversary of his ordination. And we've got a couple others here. Gilbert wrote to us and said, please pray for me and our marriage. My wife's dementia and spiritual problems are wearing me down.
Wow.
I came to Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament for help, praying for the bodily pain that you are going through in the whole world. John wrote to us and said, prayers for peace and healing for families being torn apart by the attacks of the devil. And let's see, one more here. Taney wrote to us and said, please pray for my teenage son and all children who suffer the effects of broken families.
No, important intentions. Valjean wrote to me, and I better keep it. I see that. Keep it anonymous. Okay. I'm going to keep that anonymous. I'm going to share your intention, but I will keep it private. I'm sorry about that. If you ever want me to keep your email anonymous, please mark it. Okay. Because I have a habit of reading before I go all the way through it. So, well, Lord, you know the intentions of all these people who wrote and have intentions, both on Twitter here, on the email that has come in here, and all those who are united with me now in prayer, wherever they may be. We give you those intentions, and we bring Maria into our conversation as well. And Maria, what can we do for you today? How can we pray for you?
Thank you, Drew, for everything that you guys do.
You're welcome.
I need a miracle for my our friend to send it for the end of the fourth stage of Parkinson's, if our Lord would heal him totally. And for Hector, he fell in the ice and hit himself on the head and affected his speech. And for the successful consecration of the on Friday for from Pope Francis, and that the return of the sacraments to from all my families and the whole world.
Beautiful prayers.
Thank you so much.
You got it, Maria. Thank you for calling. I'm so delighted to have you here. And of course, we'll pray for her friend with Parkinson's and for his healing and for the family friend with brain issues. And I do give you anyone who's suffering tumors of the brain, anyone who's got Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, anyone who's had head trauma, Lord, anyone who's having cognitive difficulties at this moment in time. And I just ask you to heal that area of the body. And I also just give to you now all who are united with me with so many different intentions, physically and spiritually and emotionally and psychologically and relationally. And I just ask for your healing, for your mercy, for your grace. As I intercede and pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Christina. She's praying in Madeira, California. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just feel so emotional right now hearing your voice and thanking God that I got through first time.
Great.
For me. I want to pray for my daughter. She's been struggling with school. She's in her early 30s, and she just can't pass certain tests. And she called me today, and I just heard her in her voice, her frustration. And I just pray that she doesn't go into a depression. And she just needs help passing her test to become a teacher. And she needs help financially and with her spiritual coming back home to the church as well. So I just want to pray for her and not to give up.
Yeah. Well, you're a mother and you love your daughter very much. God gave her to you. And I'm so glad you called today because we're going to pray for her. You know, prayer is our best weapon. It's the key to the heart of God. I say that often, and I know you're going through a difficult time. You know, the most beautiful creed is the one that we pronounce in that hour of darkness, Padre Pio said. So in this difficult time, be faithful. Pray hard. God will hear your prayers. Your daughter's going to get through this. She will. I believe that. God is very generous. He never denies his grace to anyone who calls for it. And we're going to ask now. He says, ask and you'll receive, right? Knock and the door will be open.
Thank you.
So let's do that. We're going to pray for your daughter. What's her name?
Jacqueline.
All right, we'll pray for Jacqueline right now. Christina, thank you for calling. But I give you, you're welcome. And we'll continue to pray for you. You're part of our spiritual family here. We all pray for one another, even outside the chaplet. So a lot of prayers coming for this family of ours, a spiritual family. I know we're separated geographically, but, and I hope you're doing that. I mean, don't pray just with me at this time. I hope you remember throughout the day. I prayed a chaplet on the way into the studio, and I prayed for all of you, for your particular intentions. I ask God to really shower his grace on you today. And Lord, I give you this mother who is so worried about her daughter, and we thank you for that gift of life. And we just pray for those who are having difficulty learning, difficulty passing those tests, Lord, those obstacles that are in their way. I pray for anyone battling depression or anxiety or has low self-worth. I just ask for the healing in those areas, and I ask that today your presence be felt, that your mercy envelop these souls, and Lord, that you remove those obstacles and you illuminate their path. We pray, eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, well, let me see. I'll sneak Barbara in here, see if I can get another call or two in, maybe two. Barbara is in Berwyn, Illinois. Hi, Barbara. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just would ask for prayer that we are looking for a new physician. Our physician mm-hmm. that was taking care of my husband and I gave us a letter of release with no reason and no referral, and we both have a lot of serious medical issues. I just want the Lord to help direct us to find a doctor.
All right. Well, you know what? That's a simple prayer, and God will answer that. I'm convinced of it. You know, you are praying in Illinois. I think you're in the 3 o'clock hour in that time zone. And I remember what the Lord said about that particular hour, the great hour of mercy. Not only did he lighten or give to the chaplet all these promises, but he also said the same thing about the 3 o'clock hour. And he promised, he says, encourage souls to pray and to meditate on my passion in this hour, and you'll obtain what you ask for. It's compatible with my will. I know that the Lord wants you to have a good physician, you know, and that's a no-brainer to me. So let's pray that this door is shut, another one opens for you, okay? And we'll bring that. Be at peace. Don't let it stress you out, okay? Be
at
peace.
Thank you so much.
And pray. God's going to give you the perfect doctor. You're going to think, this is great. I can't get over how great this is. Let me sneak one last call in here. We'll go to Jesus in Albuquerque, too. We'll pray with him. Jesus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I'd like to pray for that God restore my marriage and that he bless us with love so we can trust and respect one another again. Because I am under attack also by the devil, and I know there's a lot of men out there that are being attacked by the devil, you know, to God restore their hearts too.
Amen. Well, thank you for that prayer, Jesus. And you're not alone. I'm sure a lot of people are struggling in the very same way. So let's pray for your marriage. Again, I just go back to these things. I believe the Lord wants us free from addiction. He wants your son, your daughter liberated. I believe he wants your marriage made whole. He wants it strong. He wants you to be a witness to life and to the beauty of that sacrament. I believe that. You know, these are the things that, to me, are no-brainers. We just have to pray and really put this in the hand of the Lord, wait on him, trust in him, and then we'll see the fruits of those prayers. So, Lord, I give you right now Alex and Maria and Carol. I give you Jose. I give you Grace. I give you Janice. I give you Mary. I give you all these souls that are on hold, all that have written, all that are united to me. And we unite together as your children. We come before the foot of the cross of your Son, and we just ask for your great mercy today as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Saint Faustina.
Pray for us.
Saint John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Saint Peregrine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko.
Pray for us.
All you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's keep praying for one another. Send me your answered prayers and stay with me. Big news. When I come back, the Vatican has released this momentous prayer of consecration. I'll share with you what it entails, and I'll break it all down for you. It's well worth listening to. Stay with me.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, it's an exciting day today, and Friday will be even more so. Good afternoon. I'm Drew Mariani. Thank you for joining me. Just a quick heads up, and do yourself a favor, because I think this is going to be a historically significant, a spiritually significant and historical moment when Pope Francis consecrates both Russia and the Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So what I'm going to invite you to do is to set your phone. You have an alarm on it. Set a reminder. Send yourself an email, set your alarm clock, do whatever you got to do, and remind yourself to join us. I had a very strange call during this break. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to confirm it before I actually say it's reality. I got a call from a friend who is plugged in. He's saying, look, I know you're going to be praying at 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 Eastern, with Rome. They're going to be doing the consecration at 5 local time. He says, they're going to be doing a penance service at that time. I'm getting word. It's in the bishop's letter. I'm waiting for this to come through. I'm checking it now. That actually the consecration may be a little bit after that. Might be as late as 6:30 local time, which would move it here in the central time zone to about, I would assume, 12:30. Am I right on my math there? Yeah, and that'd be 1:30 Eastern time. So I'm gonna dig into it. I'm just putting it on your radar right now, just for the time being. Set those alarms to join me, regardless. 11 o'clock Central Time here, as this will be a historical moment, to say the least. The bishops in Ukraine and Russia, they're grateful. They're grateful for Pope Francis, the fact he's going to consecrate their nations to Mary. So are the people. I've seen several reports that there are many people delighted that this consecration is going to be taking place. I'd be delighted, right? If somebody's consecrating me or praying for me or consecrating this country, God bless them. More power to you, right? There's been a long wait for the text of the consecration. And at issue is whether or not the Pope will explicitly consecrate Russia by name. Will he mention Russia? Will he use the word consecrate? Will he use the word entrust? What will he say? John Paul II, we know, fulfilled Our Lady's request in Fatima on March 25th, 1984. Until the very beginning of the Second World War, the message of Our Lady of Fatima, and this, if you're not familiar with it, the Virgin Mary appeared in 1917 to a group of shepherd children. I just assume everybody knows the story. And gave them a very urgent message. It was a message of prayer and repentance. And she gave them a secret. It had three parts to it. She showed them the fires of hell, but she also spoke of the rise of a nation called Russia. And she talked about how it spread its errors throughout the world, how there would be the annihilation of nations, how the Holy Father would have much to suffer. And this would happen unless, you know, the world did penance, unless we prayed, unless we amended our ways. You know, and that's a classic example. Same thing happened in La Salette in 1845. Virgin came with a message about what loomed in France's future. In Champion, Wisconsin, in so many different places, we see these warnings. Kibeho, Rwanda. In 1941, long after the deaths of two of the seers, Saints Francisco and Jacinto Marto, they were the two other seers, along with Sister Lucia de Santos. Sister Lucia de Santos gave this full account of the apparition secret, and you know, it was given to the popes. Our Lady urged prayers for Russia and to consecrate her by name. The third part of the secret, the subject of a lot of speculation, it wasn't revealed to the world until John Paul II did it in 2000, but every pope read it. It was meant for our day and for our age, for our time. And the question is if John Paul actually did consecrate the world. And by the way, John Paul had Sister Lucia's third secret brought to him in the hospital when he was shot in 81, right? And he recorded an act of entrustment of the world to Our Lady in June of 81. And I had Barbara Ernster, who's communication director for the Blue Army, on with me a couple of days ago. She actually said that Ronald Reagan, during the period between 81 and whenever it was, 80-something, there were more Russian leaders that died, that were called home, than anything they ever seen. And somebody asked something about if he's going to work with them. He said, I don't know. They keep dying on me, right? What happened? Mikhail Gorbachev came along, and perhaps God had intended him to play a role in the fall of the Soviet Union as we know it. John Paul, on the 25th of March, 84, of course, consecrated Russia to the Immaculate Heart. So why today is Pope Francis doing another consecration? What's in this consecration prayer, and what effect will it have? I'm joined by somebody who can answer those questions as well as yours, and you're more than welcome to join us. Dr. Miravalli has been a longtime friend of the show. He holds the St. John Paul II Chair in Mariology at Franciscan University in Steubenville and is one of our nation's foremost experts on Our Lady and on Mariology, and it's great to have him back with us. Dr. Miravalli, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Drew. I have to certainly ditto what you said. This is an exciting moment. This is a historic moment, and it's critically important that we understand what Pope Francis is going to do so that we can join in heart and really in proper gratitude and appreciation for what's going to be taking place on Friday. And as you well articulated, this doesn't come out of nowhere. This has a Fatima history to it, but it also has the dimension of reconsecration, which is important for all of us to be aware of.
So I was delighted to hear that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI is also going to be joining Pope Francis, and I know bishops around the world will be doing that. So, I mean, will this be a collegial event as well, Dr. Miravalli? What do you know about that?
Yes, it will be because the Holy Father has notified every papal nuncio in the world, and it's through the papal nuncios that the bishops get the mind of the Pope on practical and pragmatic matters like this. And he's invited every bishop of the world. And in fact, in the text, it says every bishop and priest, so parish priests can join with this as well. But It has the dimension of collegiality, which includes the bishops. Many conferences of bishops are doing it together as well. Why is that important, Drew? It's important because, going back to 1942, Pope Pius XII consecrated the world, including Russia, to the Immaculate Heart. And Sister Lucia, courageous as she was, had the strength to say it did not satisfy the Fatima request. And the reason it did not is because, as you're mentioning now, it was not collegial. It did not also invite the bishops of the world to join in. So that's why on March 25th of 1984, John Paul II was joined by over 2,500 bishops in Rome, and God willing, other bishops throughout the world, in a collegial consecration in this request. So I think we can fairly say that this will be a collegial consecration. I mean, the Pope can't force bishops to do it, mm-hmm. and most bishops don't need to be forced. Right. Most bishops are game to do this. And so, yes, it's both reconsecration and it is collegial. And, the text was released about 90 minutes ago, maybe 2 hours. And it's a beautiful text, Drew. Our Lady is invoked in under 20 titles, and there are 10 paragraphs to the text. Yeah. And I think many people will be very happy to hear it uses the word consecrate.
Doctor, let's do this. Let me pause you right here. Take a short pause, okay? When we come back, let's go through that prayer. Let's talk about what's in it, and we can talk about the consecration, why it's important. It's not a magic formula. It's not a spell, So why consecrate? Why not entrust? Why not any of these others? If you want to join us too, we'll more than welcome you to the conversation. Always good to have you. Ask your questions or share your thoughts. Or if you may object too, you might think, hey, the consecration was never really done. We can explore that too. The number to get in, 888-914-9149. You can call now and join the conversation. We'll be back. Stay with me.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Thank you. I can't believe I got one.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
888-914-9149.
Hey, thanks for being here. Always good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us. If you're just getting plugged in, talking today with Dr. Mark Miravalli about some big news. The Vatican has released the text for March 25th's consecration for Russia and Ukraine. And the Vatican sent bishops around the world the text. Pope Francis will lead this prayer on March 25th. And, of course, I'm inviting you to join us as well. I'm still waiting on confirmation for some other news here that I would like to bring to your attention. But, Dr. Miravalli, why don't we go through the prayer? I mean, I can read it. It's kind of a long prayer. You think it's too long, Cat Maggie? Maybe it's a little bit too long to read. But I can do it.
I would say this, Drew. I mean, this is a historic text. Okay. It is longer. But let's. My suggestion is let's hear it all, and then we'll go back and we'll hit the salient points of why this is such a significant prayer and why it's really such a beautiful Marian compilation that's contained therein.
All right, let's pray then. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Here's the text of the consecration. O Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, in this time of trial, we turn to you. As our Mother, you love us and know us. No concern of our hearts is hidden from you. O Mother of Mercy, how often we have experienced your watchful care and your peaceful presence. You never cease to guide us to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Yet we have strayed from that path of peace. We've forgotten the lessons learned from the tragedies of the last century, the sacrifice of millions who fell in two world wars. We have disregarded the commitments we made as a community of nations, and we've betrayed people's dreams of peace and hopes of the young. We grew sick with greed. We thought only of our own nation and their interests, and we grew indifferent and caught up in our selfish needs and concerns. We chose to ignore God, to be satisfied with our illusions, to grow arrogant and aggressive, to suppress innocent lives and to stockpile weapons. We have stopped being our neighbor's keepers and stewards of our common home. We've ravaged the garden of the earth with war, and by our sins we have broken the heart of our Heavenly Father, who desires us to be brothers and sisters. We grew indifferent to everyone and everything except ourselves. Now, with shame, we cry out, "Forgive us, Lord." Holy Mother, amid the misery of our sinfulness, amid our struggles and weakness, amid the misery of iniquity that is evil and war, you remind us that God never abandons us, but continues to look upon us with love, ever ready to forgive and to raise us up to new life. He has given you to us and has made your Immaculate Heart a refuge for the church and for all humanity. By God's gracious will, you are ever with us. Even in the most troubled moments of our history, you are there to guide us with tender love. We now turn to you and we knock at the door of your heart. We are your beloved children. In every age, you make yourself known to us, calling us to conversion. At this dark hour, help us and grant us your comfort. Say to us once more, "Am I not here, I who am your mother?" You are able to untie the knots of our hearts and our times. In you we place our trust. We're confident that, especially in moments of trial, you will not be deaf to our supplications and will come to our aid. That is what you did at Cana in Galilee when you interceded with Jesus and worked his when Jesus worked his first sign. To preserve the joy of the wedding feast, you said to him, "They have no wine." Now, O Mother, repeat those words and that prayer, for in our own time we have run out of the wine of hope. Joy has fled, fraternity has faded, we have forgotten the humanity and squandered the gift of peace. We open our hearts to violence and destructiveness. How greatly we need your maternal help. Therefore, O Mother, hear our prayer. Star of the sea, do not let us be shipwrecked in the tempest of war. Ark of the Covenant, inspire projects and paths of reconciliation. O Queen of Heaven, restore God's peace to the world. Eliminate hatred and the thirst for revenge and teach us forgiveness. Free us from war. Protect our world from menace of nuclear weapons. Queen of the Rosary, make us realize our need to pray and to love. Queen of the human family, show people the path to fraternity. Queen of Peace, obtain peace for our world. O Mother, may your sorrowful pleas stir our hardened hearts. May the tears you shed for us make this valley preached by our hatred blossom anew. Amid the thunder of weapons, may your prayer turn our thoughts to peace, and may your maternal touch soothe those who suffer and flee from the rain of bombs. May your motherly embrace comfort those forced to leave their homes and their native land, and may your sorrowful heart move us to compassion and inspire us to open our doors to the care of our brothers and sisters who are injured and cast aside. Amen. That is the full prayer, isn't it, Doctor?
No, it continues, Drill. Oh. It continues with the consecration.
Oh, that's down below. Holy Mother of God? Okay, I'll read that as well. Holy Mother of God, as you stood beneath the cross, Jesus, seeing the disciples at your side, said, "Behold your Son." In the way he entrusted each of us to you, to the disciple, and to each of us, he said, "Behold your mother." Mother Mary, we now desire to welcome you into our lives and our history. At this hour, a weary and distraught humanity stands with you beneath the cross, needing to entrust itself to you and through you to consecrate itself to Christ. The people of Ukraine and Russia, who venerate you with great love, now turn to you. Even as your heart beats with compassion for them and for all the peoples decimated by war, hunger, and injustice and poverty. Therefore, Mother of God and our Mother, to your Immaculate Heart, we solemnly entrust and consecrate ourselves, the Church, and all humanity, especially Russia and Ukraine. Accept this act that we carry out with confidence and love. Grant that war may end and peace spread throughout the world. The fiat that arose from your heart opened the doors of history to the Prince of Peace. We trust through your heart, peace will dawn once more. To you, we consecrate the future of the whole human family, the need and expectations of every people, the anxieties and hopes of the world. Through your intercession, may God's mercy be poured out upon the earth and the gentle rhythm of peace return to mark our days. Our Lady, of the fiat on whom the Holy Spirit descended. Restore among us the harmony that comes from God. May you, our living fountain of hope, water the dryness of our hearts. In your womb, Jesus took flesh. Help us to foster the growth of communion. You once trod the streets of our world. Lead us now in the paths of peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
There you go. I'm sorry about that, Doctor. My article had cut off, but what a powerful and beautiful prayer.
That was beautiful, and I know it seemed long, but I think it's so very, very important. We see that all of this reference of things like the two world wars that we have seemingly forgotten, the millions who were sacrificed, the role of Our Lady, the Holy Father makes reference to Guadalupe. Am I not here? I who am your mother. Our Lady, undoer of knots, which brings us back to the New Eve and the early church. Even going farther in terms of understanding her as, there's literally 20 titles in what you read, Drew. There's 10 paragraphs, as you know well. But it leads up with the critical ending, and that is where he says, therefore, Mother of God and our Mother, to your Immaculate Heart, we solemnly entrust and consecrate ourselves, the Church, and all humanity, especially Russia and Ukraine. There you have it, Drew. You have a consecration of the world. I remember a caller last week calling and said, well, what about the U.S.? What about consecrating us? We need conversion, too. Well, he's been answered, because the Holy Father is consecrating the whole world, and especially Russia and Ukraine. So that fulfills all basic requirements for a global consecration and the specific consecration of Ukraine and Russia. And that's why we should expect some pretty serious historic grace as a result of what's going to happen on Friday.
My guest today is Dr. Mark Miravalli. And again, if you want to join us, you are more than welcome to do that. Doctor, that was a profound and very beautiful prayer. He mentioned both Russia and Ukraine, and the entire world will be participating in this as well. He talked about Cana, talked about all these great miracles. We saw the power of Our Lady's intercession. I only have about a moment or two left, and I just saw that the penance service begins at 5. I'm going to send you something. I want you to take a look at it. Do you think the consecration will take place a little bit later? I want to look at that when we come back to it, and we can go through the prayer in greater detail. Some heads up on that. And, of course, as I said, if you want to join us, 888-914-9149. I've got about a minute to go, Doctor. Let me give you the floor for just a moment more of reflection while I send this over to you.
Yeah, Drew. And once again, I think what you're going to find is that the Holy Father is asking everyone to join at 5:30 his time, which for Eastern Standard Time would be 11:30, and perhaps for you 10:30. But yeah, he's specified that the penance service does start at 5, but he's designated 5:30 Roman time as the time to encourage bishops worldwide to join him based on their own time zones. And once again, this is a reconsecration. It's a reconsecration of the entire world, especially Russia, Ukraine. That's a powerful historic act, and thank God he's doing it the right way and a generous way, in acknowledging Our Lady's intercession and how much we humbly need it right now as a church and as a world.
All right. My guest, Dr. Mark Miravalli, breaking down for you what I am calling spiritually significant and historical. We'll see grace come not just to Ukraine, not just to Russia, but I believe to the entire world. The Fatima seer, Sister Lucia de Santos, very famously said, we're only in day 3 of the week of Fatima. Our Lady spoke about an era of peace, the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. We could explore that as well.